Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're coming up on the first big holiday of the year, and that's Memorial Day. And of course, it is a day that's an opportunity for us to truly appreciate the sacrifice that veterans from the military services have made for our country. What's going on in your area, and what are some of your reflections on this?
This Monday, May 28th, is Memorial Day, a day set aside for honoring men and women who have sacrificed their lives serving in our nation's military. More than 1.1 million Americans have died in wars in which the United States entered, including nearly 500,000 in the Civil War and 405,000 in World War II. I am honored to have the opportunity to speak at the annual Memorial Day ceremony and parade in Kane on Monday. It'll start at 9:30 in the morning. And if you live outside the Kane area, I hope you'll find the opportunity to attend an event in your community to honor these heroes who have died for us and for our freedom.
And on the local business front, I understand that there is a state grant that has been issued to a business that supports quite a few jobs in your area. What's going on here?
Well, this week, the Commonwealth Finance Authority awarded a $1 million grant to support local jobs in our area. This grant was awarded through the Pipeline Investment Program. It's a grant that was awarded to the McKean County Commissioners for the construction of a natural gas pipeline to International Wax Incorporated. That's in Farmers Valley, just outside of Smithport. This is a very important investment in our community. It will help retain more than 130 good-paying jobs, will support our local economy. International Wax is a valued employer, and the grant will allow the company to make necessary upgrades and construct this natural gas pipeline to comply with federal regulations. The company will be building a natural gas pipeline from their facility in Farmers Valley over to Crosby. I was pleased to support this project and glad that the grant has been awarded.
Also, there was a recent meeting by the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources about Denton Hill Park. What are some of the things that went on, and what did folks learn about the future of that facility?
Well, we've been working on upgrades to the Denton Hill State Park for quite some time. And this week, the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources did hold a public meeting at the park to talk about details from their master plan for rehabilitation of the ski area and potential expansion into a four-season recreational area. It's certainly a top priority for us, and the need to expand into a four-season operation is apparent and much needed. The improvements necessary to reopen the ski area is estimated to cost $7.8 million, while the total project cost would exceed $18 million. So it's going to be improved in phases, and I think there's a lot in store for Denton Hill State Park in the very near future.
Also, I know you have a lot of veterans in your district, and you do offer the opportunity for them to get some advice on veteran services in your local offices. What are some of the details that people need to know about that?
Well, I regularly host representatives from the American Legion at my district offices to assist veterans with a wide range of different issues. And the representatives from the American Legion will be at my Bradford and Kane offices on Tuesday, May 29th from 1 to 3 p.m. They'll be at both offices. And rather than just have open office hours as we had done in the past, veterans are encouraged to contact the office that they plan to visit to schedule an appointment. You can schedule an appointment in Kane by calling 837-0880, or to schedule an appointment in Bradford, you can call 362-4400. And then on Thursday, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Dan Falls from the American Legion will be at my Countersport office, and you can make an appointment with him by calling 274-9769.
And as we go into the first big holiday weekend of the year, there's good news for people who are interested in getting out and maybe doing some fishing. I understand that the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission has a special program. What's going on?
Well, every year, the Fish and Boat Commission offers two fish for free days to encourage folks to get out and enjoy the sport of fishing. Coming up this weekend, Sunday, May 27th, is one of those days where you can fish for free without a fishing license on Pennsylvania waterways. All other fishing regulations apply, and the second Fish for Free Day is planned for Wednesday, July 4th.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.